Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app, which you can get for all Google Play users by going to the Google Play Store and searching Wake Up Call DT. That's all one word, Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. You can also get the app for all Apple products, iPhone, iPad, iPod, by going to the website wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE. So make sure to download the app. I want to thank everybody that has, including Syracuse great Pearl Washington. I thank you so much for downloading the app. Truly means a lot to me. He did that actually when we were having lunch. So downloaded the app on the day. It was some good news on the day that Syracuse found out their punishment from the NCAA. Pearl and I were having lunch. So that was a good news thing. Downloading the Wake Up Call DT app, showing his support. I appreciate that. So thank you so much to Pearl and to everyone that's downloaded the app. Make sure you do so as soon as possible. It is free right now, and there's over 480 shows. You can listen to any one of the shows. It works just like iTunes. It will put the newest show on top, and then you can scroll down and click on more episodes, and there's a description of each show, so you can just pick whatever show you want to listen to, and it's as easy as three clicks. You click on the app, you click on the show you want to listen to, and you hit play. It works with Bluetooth, auxiliary cable, anything, anywhere. You could just put your headphones in and go for a jog and listen to it there, head to the gym there, or whatever you want to do. If you're going out running errands and you're in Wegman shopping and you want to put the bud in your ear and listen into it, you can do that as well. So, and it works in your car, as I said, Bluetooth, auxiliary cable, or just playing it outright gives you that traditional radio feel. So for all different types of people that like all different types of things, the Wake Up Call DT app and WakeUpCallDT.com is there for you no matter what you like or what your favorite pastime is. So thank you so much for supporting it and everything that you do. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, very special this week at the ACC tournament. And this is timeless because I get an opportunity to speak with players that I don't always get to see. And there's 14 teams this time around because Syracuse took themselves out of the postseason tournament. But no matter what happens, wins or losses, the stories are always the things that carry on. So I'm very happy and very blessed to be down at the ACC tournament and have the opportunity to speak from players all across this Atlantic Coast Conference. And I truly cannot thank the ACC enough or the teams, the schools and universities for giving me an opportunity to speak with these players. If you didn't hear day one, make sure you go back and listen to that on WakeUpCallDT.com on the ACC Central page, or by going to the Wake Up Call DT app and finding it there. I spoke with, after day one, Aaron Brown of Boston College, the head coach of Boston College, Jim Christian, Konstantinos Dinos Mitoglou of Wake Forest, Devin Thomas of Wake Forest, and Justin Bibbs of Virginia Tech. In today's show, 14 teams didn't play in day two, but I talked to 14 players. So it's nice there. 14 players to represent this ACC, what the tournament looks like this season, with 14 teams. You will hear from in this episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. This episode alone, not any other episode, just this one by itself, right here that you're listening to today, you will hear from 14 different players in one-on-one exclusives that you will not find anywhere else. And I'm very happy to be bringing to the show Austin Ajukwa from Clemson, as well as Jaron Blossomgame from Clemson, Phil Kofer from Florida State, Isaiah Hicks from North Carolina, Dennis Clifford from Boston College, Aaron Brown once again from Boston College, had a big game in day two, Leonard Freeman from NC State, Ralston Turner from NC State, James Robinson from Pittsburgh, Cameron Wright, his teammate from Pittsburgh, DeAndre Burnett from Miami, Angel Rodriguez from Miami, and Jalen Hudson from Virginia Tech, followed by Ahmed Hill, also from Virginia Tech. You will hear from all 14 of those players in this episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Satora alone. So without further ado, let's get started. First and foremost, we'll go to Austin Ajukwu of Clemson. This is my one-on-one conversation with Austin after his team put out a strong fight, 15 points late, but they needed 18 to tie. They lose the game 76-73 to Florida State. But Clemson, who's been known all season for not having a great offense, including from Brad Brownell, the head coach of the team, who has told me, he said, listen, we don't rely on our offense. We don't really have a great offense. We haven't had a great offense. So that's how Clemson came in. That's how the game looked. But as it got later, and as Clemson's time was ticking, they came through in a big way. It wasn't enough to get over the hump, but it was a strong effort. And this is what Austin had to say to me after that game.
Just, you know, a game like this, the way that it ended up, what can you say about at least the fight of Clemson and what you guys tried to do at the end?
I mean, we never gave up. We knew we always had a chance to win the whole game. And the ball bounced our way a few times, and we capitalized. We just couldn't get it done in the very last second.
What was it about this game that you were able to come back? And what were some of the things that you were seeing in Florida State, maybe in the defense, that you were able to turn around?
I mean, we were getting to the rim a lot, you know, using our ability to get to the basket. And, I mean, we were just exploiting those openings on defense. Since they denied the ball, the court's really open. So we were getting to the rim off the dribble.
What can you say about, you know, this team under Brad and what he's tried to bring to this team and where you guys feel like you're at right now despite the loss?
I mean, he's trying his best to bring a culture of commitment to each other, you know, playing together and as one. So, I mean, especially going into postseason games and next year, we'll be a team that's together.
What can you say about the team and your resolve, even though, you know, losing a game like this? Obviously, you didn't give up in this game. You haven't given up in the past. What can you say about the resolve of the team and the willingness to fight?
I mean, it's all because we want to play together, especially we wanted to play for our seniors, make sure our seniors go out the right way. We thought that was really important, and I think that's part of the reason why we fought so hard.
What can you say about Rad Hall as a leader and what he's been to the team and been to you personally?
He's been great. I mean, he's a great leader. You know, he tries to be as positive as he can when he can be positive. And, you know, he's my roommate, so we've gotten pretty close. And talking to Rod, I've learned a lot. So I've learned a lot from him.
And then lastly, for me, when you look at the fans and how they came out and what they did, obviously you're not playing at home, but they treated you like you were when you were making that comeback run. What can you say about the fans and how they came out today?
I mean, our fans have been good to us all season, and we really appreciate that them for coming all the way to Greensboro and making it seem like we're in Little John. So that is, our fans have been great.
We move on to Jerron Blossom game, the teammate of Austin Ajukwu. Jerron was the guy, when you look at the offense of Clemson and you have some expectation, Jerron and Rod Hall are the two guys that you look at and say, okay, well, if anybody's going to score, it's going to be with you guys. Well, Jerron talked to me after the game about the team, about the effort, about what he takes away from head coach Brad Brownell. This is a guy who I truly believe is finding his way as a leader. And I'm very happy to be bringing him to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, listening right now to Jerron Blossom game.
The way that the game went down is what you can say about the fight of the team and what you really were able to take away from not just your resolve, but your teammates as well.
I mean, we really fought down, you know, when we were down 18, you know, our guys continued to believe in each other and believe in what coach was doing, and we was running up in the huddles, and coach always, and every timeout, let us know, you know, whenever there's time on the clock, you got to keep playing hard. You can't just give up. And the guys we have in the court, we just kept fighting, and eventually we got down to one possession, but, you know, the ball did fall our way.
When you score that 15 points late, you know, obviously offense has been somewhat of a struggle during the season at certain points. What can you say about how your offense was running and what you were able to do as well as Rod and the rest of the guys?
Well, we're just staying in attack mode. You know, early in the game, before the game even started, coach was saying, you know, we need to attack these guys. We play our best basketball when we're in attack mode. And, you know, being down, it kind of put a little fire under us. You know, guys wanted to attack the rim, make plays, and get fouled and stuff. We just wanted to be really aggressive, you know, attacking the basket and getting rebounds.
When you look at fire, obviously, you weren't playing in Clemson, but the fans definitely made you feel like you were. How much fire did they put under you for that?
Well, you know, we love to support our fans. Came all the way out here to support us, and we love that. But you know, we gotta play well in games like this. You know, we can't have these guys coming out to support us and then losing these games. You know, we believe we're a good team, but we can't lose games like this. You know, we're past that point where, you know, we're too prepared to lose games like this.
What do you feel like you've done moving forward to try and turn Clemson in the right direction?
Well, I mean, I've had a great season. You know, my biggest thing is got to stay consistent and keep my head on straight. You know, I have a big off season coming up, and just got to work as hard as I can, you know, to better myself for next year.
And then lastly for me, Coach, what can you learn from Brad, and what has he taught you to help you become a better player?
Well, I mean, he's taught me so much. You know, he's a great X and O guy, and he's really taught me, you know, when I drop the ball, look for my teammates, you know, look behind me. He's really just taught me defending, how important defense is, and, you know, being coached by a guy like him and going through games and experiences like that, you really understand how well he can coach and how well he knows the game. And I just see him, and he knows so much about the game. That's something I really respect about him.
And from Clemson over to Florida State to Phil Kofer on the winning side of things. Florida State doing just enough to keep away Clemson. The Tigers were clawing. Florida State Seminoles stopped that. They put a spear in it, so to speak. Stopped the Clemson Tigers. Florida State Seminoles moving on. They were the only lower seed to move on in day two of the ACC tournament, and it was an 8-9 matchup. So think about that. Usually the 8-9 is pretty evenly matched, as you can see by the three-point difference between Florida State and Clemson, but you never know who's going to do it, especially in the NCAA tournament, who's going to win that 8-9, because it typically, I mean, you can't just look at it and say, yeah, it's going to be the 8. You can't. I mean, in other cases, you look at seeds going up against each other, the 2 versus the 15, the 3 versus the 14. You, most of the time, are thinking, okay, the 2 and the 3 are going to win. But the NCAA tournament is ever-changing. And in this game, Florida State came in with the better offense. And the expectation, in my mind, was that Florida State was going to win this game. Clemson made a huge push. Florida State outlasted them, even though they were the lower seed. And now Phil Kofer is here to talk with me about it and for you to hear from him right here. Exclusive one-on-one conversation with Phil Kofer on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Game like this, you know, fighting a team like Clemson that came back at the end, just what it felt like to get a win the way that you did.
Hey, either way how we get, I know we got a little sloppy at the end, but it's good to survive in advance, man. That's what it's all mean in this ACC tournament, so we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Free throw wise, obviously, you know, you had some struggle there. Yeah. The team did at the end. You know, what can you do? Because obviously a free throw is a free throw, but what can you do to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
I mean, free throws, like Coach says to us, it's just all mentality, man. Just having late in the game, you know, you're always going to have that type of pressure, so you just got to get your mind right, just focus on knocking them both down for the team. So that's about it.
What was it about Clemson that they were able to come back in the game late?
They just have a fight mentality, man. They always had them. The first two games we played in these, that's just them. That's what we got to respect them every time. We let our guard down a little bit, but we were fortunate to come out with the win.
What can you say about this team and the resolve of FSU, not just in this game, but all season?
Man, this team, man, I love these guys, man. Just there's no quitting anybody, so we just got to keep coming together every day. Just focus on the scouting report and let's get this next game.
When you're at the ACC tournament in Greensboro, obviously, you know, nobody's at home, but there was a lot of fans going out for Clemson at that time. Just how you responded to something like that?
It's tough, man. Just having all of them coming up here, it's kind of it gets in your brain a little bit. So, I mean, we just got to keep doing what we're doing, just executing whatever the coaches want us to do. So,
and then Xavier, you talked about him a little bit. What can you say about what he's been to the team this year?
Man, it's just good having him at the poor guy spot, man. Just executing, just doing whatever coach wants to do. We just keep encouraging him to keep knocking down shots and open jumpers and stuff and just moving the ball. So it's good for us.
How would you define this team at this point right now? Obviously, you're playing for your life in the NCAA tournament, the future of the postseason, but what can you say as far as the definition of who Florida State is right now?
Man, it's junkyard defense that we have. That's a mentality coming in, man. It's just all fighting these guys. There's no quit, no give up, and that's the mentality we come in with every game.
We're going to take a quick step aside here to hear from our partners of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media that help make Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora live from the ACC tournament possible. You'll hear from them, and when we swing back around, we'll head to North Carolina and Isaiah Hicks coming up in just a few moments. Here, where sports meets life on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com Lady.com. With the Bamboo Line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing, DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll start off here with Isaiah Hicks of North Carolina. His team getting the first big victory of the tournament, winning 81-63 over Boston College. The first three games of the ACC men's basketball tournament here in 2015 were decided by a combined 5 points. Three games decided by a combined 5 points. First game, won by a point, 66-65, Boston College over Georgia Tech. Second game, Virginia Tech beats Wake Forest, 81-80. Third game, the one that you just heard from Austin Ajukwu, Jerron Blossom game and Phil Kofer, that game between Florida State and Clemson was 3 points, 76-73. And then, all of a sudden, North Carolina goes up and plays Boston College. Olivier Hanlon, right off the tip, opening tip, ball goes to Olivier. He speeds to the rim, scores quickly, and you think that that was the mentality, to catch North Carolina off guard. Well, North Carolina saw what Boston College was doing and basically one up them and started catching Boston College off guard and getting down the court and getting quick buckets. Bryce Johnson doing that, rocking the rim a bunch of times. The whole team really came together in this. Marcus Page did his thing, but I have to give credit to all of North Carolina, who took that initial hit from Boston College and responded better and better as the game progressed. And that's the thing that you want to see with any team, is does your team grow as the game goes on? Do they continue to move? Do they continue to make strong efforts as the game progresses? And I can say that about numerous players on North Carolina: J.P. Tokoto, Bryce Johnson, Justin Jackson, Marcus Page, and Isaiah Hicks. I had the opportunity to speak with after the game about his team, their efforts in a very packed locker room in a very baby blue Greensboro Coliseum, and you're going to hear right now from Isaiah Hicks right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life.
Boston College got started early, but you guys obviously came on and did a lot inside. Just what you can say about how you kind of took them in the beginning and how you brought that with all the way through.
I'd say it's just like we obviously have the size advantage and stuff, so getting the boards and all that, we pretty much, I guess, started off slow of doing all the things Coach wants to do. You know, we have the advantage with height and all that, so we should have an advantage with rebounding. And, you know, we love to, like, get offensive rebounds and all that. And I know we probably ain't getting none probably for a while in the beginning of the game. But once it started, everybody started, like, moving, working, and getting to the boards, started to pick up, and that's when things started getting more fun and all that.
Boston College made a few runs to try and come back into it. What were you doing as well as the rest of the team to try and stave off something like that?
I'm just saying, limited our turnovers. You know, Coach emphasized first half, turnovers, that's what killed us most of the games. So just limit that, you know, get on the boards, keep pushing the ball, you know, do the things that we should be doing. And, you know, them things, sometimes the reason why we be winning.
How do you feed off of a guy like Marcus Page and Bryce Johnson, what they've done throughout the season? What are they doing to kind of help you out too?
Just feeding off the energy. You know, Marcus plays both ends of the floor. Bryce, he makes some plays, you know, and just get our energy up. And then we just feeding off of that, you know, just want to keep on going, keep on, you know, pushing the ball and all that.
Carolina had a lot of good games that obviously you won, and then games that you were in that you fell short this season. What's the mentality right now, and what's the energy like for you guys moving forward in this tournament?
It's just like you want to leave everything out in the court. You don't want to leave the court like regretting anything. Just going out there and playing your best.
From Isaiah Hicks to the other side of things, from North Carolina to Boston College. Boston College under Jim Christian took over after Donahue was fired. Donahue was here last season at the ACC tournament, Greensboro Coliseum. Steve Donahue no longer a part of the team. Jim Christian comes in. He knows it's going to be an effort to change the culture. And it's funny because Steve Adazio is the Boston College football coach. And Steve has talked to me about coming into Boston College and changing the culture, changing it to a culture of winning. And ironically, that's exactly what Jim Christian has to do with the men's basketball side, is turn Boston College into a culture of winning. So they got that game, they got that spark, they did enough in the first game of the ACC tournament, as I said, winning 66-65 over Georgia Tech. Boston College, the 12th seed, going up against the 13th seed. But North Carolina was too much in this game. They did too much. In the beginning, you were wondering, could this go either way? It was close. It was tight. But then all of a sudden, North Carolina started showing that spark, that drive, the fact that if they play like that, they can go up against anybody. And that was too much for Boston College. But Dennis Clifford, after the game, had a lot to say to me, and I want to take this opportunity to say that I respect Boston College because I know they're fighting, I know they're learning, and Jim Christian, I believe, is making a change with them. So now listen in to Dennis Clifford, hear what he has to say about that and more right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Obviously difficult, but you made some runs there. Just what you can take away from something like this?
I mean, I think, you know, just one thing to take away is we fought hard, you know. We kept fighting throughout the game no matter, you know, what went our way or didn't go our way. And I think that's, like, something to be respectable, something that's respectable about our team, you know. We really never gave up.
When you look at how you came into this game and what you did in that first game, what can you say about the fight of this team? Because obviously you had a pretty electrifying day one here for the ACC tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yesterday's game was definitely very tough and showed a lot about our team, how we, you know, got through that. And, you know, we didn't really play that well yesterday at all on both sides of the floor. But, you know, we kind of grinded that out. And that, you know, definitely gave us a lot of hope as, like, a team and a program.
As far as what Olivier Hanlon's been able to do leadership-wise for you guys to feed off of him, he obviously was big in day one. What can you say about him overall?
I mean, he's just been everything we could have hoped for, you know, and he, throughout the season, he's just gotten better and better, which is, you know, actually hard to believe with, like, the start that he had and stuff, the hype that he got, like, coming into the season. And that was kind of, like, relief. It's a relief, like, playing with a kid like that that can, you know, create on his own and get you buckets when you need them.
Going up against Bryce Johnson, Marcus Paige and company, like I said before, you guys obviously made some runs, you did some good things. What was it about them ultimately that made it too difficult?
I don't know. I mean, I think they were a lot more aggressive than us, you know, off the jump, and that kind of hurt us. I mean, the runs that we made, it was because, you know, we were really focusing on defense. I think a lot of our guys were, you know, tired from yesterday or something like that. So, I mean, I think that hurt us in the long run.
What does Coach Christian say to you after a season like this? I mean, obviously, he came into this team, was trying to turn the program around, the environment. What does he say to you after a game like this?
Well, you know, he just said it's been a great year. You know, he's had a lot of fun coaching us and stuff like that. He's had a blast with our guys throughout the year, even though, you know, we've had a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, mostly downs. So throughout that, you know, there would be some times where, you know, he would have to, you know, challenge us, you know, make us try to get to the next level. And he referenced that and said he has a lot of respect for us for kind of coming back and getting, like, a second wind in the end of the season.
How do you feel he's been doing so far in trying to change the environment for the better at Boston College?
I think he's been unbelievable. You know, it's more than anybody could ask for. And I said that from day one. As soon as he stepped on campus, you know, we've been acting more of like a team, you know, just like the way we go about things, you know. Right when he got on campus, he was calling team meetings, saying, you know, this and that, this is what we want to do. And obviously we're not there right now, but I definitely believe that we're going to be there.
What was the difference between Coach Donahue and Coach Christian?
Well, I mean, I don't. I guess, like, this year we just kind of approached things differently, like, and we got, like, kind of a fire about us, you know, just the way that we approach practice every day. I think that helped us throughout the season, you know, keep fighting and keep grinding it out.
From Dennis Clifford to Aaron Brown. Aaron Brown spoke with him on day one. In day two, Aaron Brown doing better, making it happen at the free throw line as well as on the court itself. Aaron Brown, and the thing is, it was fitting that at the end of the game, the ball was in Aaron Brown's hands at Boston College because he really did bring effort to this game. He pushed in this game. He helped Boston College stay as close as he could get them. You know, you need the help. You need to make sure you're stopping on defense. But Aaron Brown did some good things on offense to earn some respect, I would say. And so now I have the opportunity to speak with Aaron Brown once again. And this is what Aaron had to say to me as he moves forward in his career.
Well, obviously, despite the loss, you know, you did a lot of good things in the first half and throughout the game. Just what you can say about a game like this.
Uh, Coming off the game yesterday, not playing my greatest. Just getting amped for a team like North Carolina and another shot at revenge of beating them on ESPN. Could be your last game, and well, for me, last college game ever. So just trying to go out there and leave it all on the floor.
How do you feel when you look back on this? Obviously, it came up short, but what can you say about your teammates and how you guys did leave it?
I think we fought to the end. Guys got a little tired. Back-to-back game, so that could have a toll on some guys. I think we played good. We offensive rebounded the ball. I mean, defense is better than yesterday, but still not good enough to keep them off. Keep them off the board, but I think we fought to the end.
What was it about this North Carolina team? Because you got started quick right off the tip. Olivia Hanlon went inside. You guys did some good things, but then eventually Bryce Johnson did what he does and Marcus Page got inside. Just what was it about your defense that was struggling between those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you got to credit them. They're very athletic, and they get you out of your stuff and rattle you and try to make you do plays you don't normally do. But just their defense and their intensity, the way they push you out of your offense, like guys was catching the ball almost near half court, and just the intensity. And I think that had a part to do with it.
What can you say about Coach Christian now that everything is over with, you know, this season? What can you say about what he's been able to do?
What can I say? I mean, he helped me get to the next level. I'm pretty sure I'll play somewhere next year. But helped me, I would say, rejuvenate my career. I mean, coming from Southern Miss, only averaging 10 points to coming to the ACC and averaging 10 just opened a lot of people's eyes to what I can do, and just changing the culture of the program as well for guys coming next year and to follow because he's a winner.
When you look at that transition from Southern Miss to Boston College, what ultimately made, when you look back on it, what made that decision for you that you had to find a different place, a better place for yourself?
Just somewhere, first off, closer to home, and I always wanted to play in the ACC, so that was the selling point for me. I mean, he's like, you're going to play. It's the ACC, the best conference in the country, and you can play against the best athletes. So test yourself against them and see where you can be after college. So that's what he did, and he kept his word. So
you said that Coach Christian, in your mind, can get you to the next level. You feel like he's been able to do that to put you out there so that you can have a future in basketball. What makes you say that?
Yeah, just pushing me every day and giving me tips and pointers on what to do to improve my game and how it's not just on one end of the floor offense, it's defense as well, and your defense gets you going. A lot of young kids don't understand that, but you got to play both ends of the floor, and he told me that.
I want to take a quick step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You've heard from Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina, and Boston College. Coming up next, day two of the ACC Men's Basketball Tournament. After those games, NC State coming up right after the break. Lenard Freeman and Ralston Turner from the Wolfpack will be talking with me, and you'll be hearing from them in conversations that you will not find anywhere else. Make sure you stay tuned here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Lenard Freeman, Ralston Turner coming up next. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. As promised, NC State, the Wolfpack, their bite was there. It was strong. The fans were in it. And here's the crazy thing. Here's a crazy thing. You're in Greensboro. Now, I get it. You're in Greensboro. You're in North Carolina. So you think there's going to be North Carolina fans and Duke fans. But NC State has slowly but surely risen. Mark Gottfried knows what he's doing with this program because they're growing. When I came into this season, when we had to do our preseason ballot for the standings of the ACC, I chose NC State to be in the top five. I believe that they're that type of team, that they have that talent. I researched every single team, all 15 teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference for men's basketball, and NC State to me was better than some of those other powerhouses that I've seen over time. The Syracuses and the Pittsburghs, I felt this season NC State was better. And they showed it by defeating Syracuse in the last game of the season. And they showed it by their efforts throughout the entire season. So NC State goes into this ACC men's basketball tournament as my dark horse to win the tournament. I have Virginia as the team to beat, potentially. That's the big team to me. But NC State as the potential dark horse to win the whole darn thing. And they show up at Greensboro Coliseum, and in the game before, the North Carolina fans were pretty loud. Tar Heel fans, they were in it. There was baby blue everywhere. But when the Wolfpack came out at night, fans got real, and it got loud. Loudest game of the ACC tournament in the first 2 days, easily, was because of the team that they were cheering on, the NC State, cheering on the most, the fans in red. And their band is great. Their band is great. There's some bands that, you know, but the NC State band was absolutely superb. I actually put a video up because they're up for my band MVP of the ACC Men's Basketball Tournament. They're a finalist for my band MVP, so look out for that. But NC State, between the band and the fans, and being respectful, that's the thing. You know, I told you, there's a big difference between fan and fanatic. And it could be anybody. It could be the student section. It could be the band. It could be people up in the stands. It could be someone who's 10 years old, who's 80 years old, who's 30 years old, who's 50 years old. There's a difference between a fan and a fanatic. A fan cheers on their team, respects the other team, loves the game. A fanatic is just an idiot and should not be in a stadium ever at any time. They should sit in their house for the good of everybody else. Just sit in your house, be an idiot, and move on with your life. Or you can learn to not be an idiot, which isn't that hard, have some common sense, and then come to the game and be a real fan. Well, the NC State Wolfpack fans, they were fans. Not fanatics, they were fans. Respectful, loud, cheering, vibrant. I didn't expect it. I think that's the thing that you love the most, is when you go to a game and you think, okay, well, I'm in North Carolina, so there's going to be some Wake Forest fans, and there's going to be some NC State fans, and some Duke fans, and some North Carolina fans. That makes sense, right? And there's going to be some Clemson fans, because South Carolina's not too far away. And there were Clemson fans there. A lot of Clemson fans there cheering on their team. Even if you weren't a Clemson fan, they went Clemson side when Clemson pushed back and scored 15 late points against Florida State. Everybody was rooting for Clemson. A lot of people were rooting for Clemson. But the NC State fans, loudest. And you would think, going into it, based on history, it would be North Carolina, right? It would be North Carolina, Duke. Those would be the loudest fans. Well, NC State changed the game. There was red everywhere. You could not part the Red Sea. The Red Sea was all around you. They were loud. They were vibrant. They were electric. And it paid off. NC State feeding off of their fans here as the Wolfpack goes on to victory over Pittsburgh. And that's a big game to win. When you defeat a team like Pittsburgh, that's saying a lot about where your team's at, especially defeating Pittsburgh by double digits. Not in a last second shot, not something that goes into overtime. 81-70 NC State over Pittsburgh, and it had a lot to do with Anthony Barber. 21 points in the first half when Pittsburgh had 23 among 10 players. Trevor Lacy also made it happen in the game, and Barber got over 30. But you have to remember Leonard Freeman and Ralston Turner, who are other guys that you have to pay attention to in this NC State team. Ralston Turner, it wasn't his night, but Ralston Turner has had his moments, and Ralston Turner will probably rise again. I think it's pretty simple to say something like that. Leonard Freeman also doing some good things as the game went on. I had an opportunity to speak with both of them. So now, without further ado, as they say it in old English times, I'm now bringing you Leonard Freeman of the NC State Wolfpack here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
The fire in this team, just what you can say about the energy that you had out there.
Say it again?
The energy of this team, NC State, obviously you were playing in front of what was a hometown crowd.
Oh, yeah, it was a hometown crowd. Our fans, I feel like we got the best fans in the country. Like, wherever we go, no matter how far it is, I feel like we always got a home crowd. We just tried to come out with energy, getting that money to work.
And as far as that one play at the basket, what was it about the guy being on the ground? I know they were joking around with you about it a little bit, but...
My intention was to get a top 10 dunk, but he was on my foot, he was on my ankle, so I really couldn't jump, and I wasn't close enough where it was like an easy layup, so I couldn't jump, so I was kind of open. It looked like I was open because he was on the ground, but I wasn't really open because he was on my foot, so he's technically guarding me, and I just missed the layup, but we good, we still got the W, man, we fine.
And then later on in the game, you were able to get to the basket and close this thing out. Just what it meant to you to be part of the finish of this game?
It meant a lot. Like, this is what we work for. Like, we felt like the ACC up for grabs. So we came in here. We had to take, of course, you said today is our championship. Every game is our championship. So I feel like we got to come out and do what we got to do. We get a championship here.
And with so many different weapons, what can you say about this team right now and where they stand?
With our team, like, we all got different nights. So that's what makes us hard to guard. Like, we're not relying on one person, even though we might have a leading score. But, like, every night could be someone else's night. So that's why, like, it makes us hard.
odd to God. We're unpredictable.
From Freeman to his fellow Wolfpack member, Ralston Turner, right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, one-on-one. You won't find it anywhere else. Listen in right now to Ralston Turner and what he has to say about his team.
With what this team can do, Leonard was talking about the fact that different games, different nights for different players, you know, what it means to you to be able to spread the ball out and know that anybody can have a big game on this team.
It was very important, you know, especially when guys are struggling, and particularly it was me tonight. So it's definitely great to see, you know, other guys being able to step up and take over.
What was it about the game tonight that you felt like you had that struggle?
I just didn't make some shots, you know. I had a few shots, you know, they felt good. I just didn't make them. But, you know, the main thing is I still try to stay focused on other aspects of the game. You know, I can still rebound and play defense, so that's what I was focused on.
And then to look at the play of Trevor Lacy, what can you say about him and what he's been able to bring to the backcourt for you?
He brought a different element to us. You know, all year long, he's been pretty steady. He's able to make a lot of plays. But it wasn't just him, it was Cat as well tonight. So those guys did a great job.
And when you look at what Barber was able to do, first half 21 points, Pitt had 23 points at halftime, so almost right there with the entire team, 10 players on Pitt, almost equal to what he did. What can you say about what you've seen from him this season and if you expected that type of game out of him?
I've seen him grow, you know, especially here down the stretch. I can't say I expected a certain game out of him, but, you know, he's been good here down the stretch, and I'm really proud of him.
What can you say about this team right now? I mean, as far as what I've seen this season, you could be a dark horse, I think, to win the ACC tournament. What do you see when you look at this room of guys and what you've been able to build so far?
I think that we've proven that when we play the right way, we'll have chances to win games. So I think that the main thing for us is just continue to do the right things, and we'll see where the chips fall.
What can you say about the environment right now of NC State from last season at this tournament to where you are right now? How has the environment changed and grown at this point?
I think it's a little different because last year when we came into this tournament, we were pretty desperate. Now the focus for us is not to be desperate, but to continue to get better. That's our focus right now. So that's what we're trying to do.
And what can you say as far as what Coach has been able to bring to it for you? How have you learned from him, and he also learned from you guys, and what he's been able to get out of you guys this year?
I think he's done a good job of kind of letting us be us. You know, you see out there different nights of different guys, and he rides those guys on their own. So, you know, like tonight, he did a good job of getting Trevor in spots. He did a good job of getting Cat in spots. So I think that's what he's done for us.
And lastly, for me, for BJ Anya, what have you been able to see from him and his efforts so far?
He's a rim protector. You know, and when you got somebody back there like that to protect the rim, it makes it a lot easier for us guards to, you know, try to do our job better.
And from Turner to James Robinson of the Pittsburgh Panthers. James Robinson, very tough. I think Pittsburgh was the toughest locker room for me to go into so far in this ACC men's basketball tournament in 2015. And I say that because when I walked in, I said, "Is your locker room open?" Right? And the athletic communications of Pittsburgh, they're like, "Yeah, we're open." I walked in, I saw a sea of Pittsburgh players, because normally one or two of the players is in an interview room and then they come back. There was a sea of Pittsburgh players all sitting down in relative silence, looking at the ground, not speaking, and there was no other media in Pittsburgh's locker room. I respect the team as I respect all 15 ACC men's basketball teams, and as I respect teams across the country and the world. So I walked in and I said, "Okay, well, if I'm the only one here, I'm the only one here." I walked in and I said, "Can I speak to someone?" They said, "Yeah." I sat down next to James Robinson. It was a tough conversation. Here it is right now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Listen in.
Obviously, you know, tough way to go out in this. Just what's going through your mind right now?
Obviously, we didn't get it done. It was just pretty much came down to defense, and being able to execute our defensive game plan, and and they came back to hurt us.
What was it about NC State that made the defense, you know, so difficult to get that game plan in? Because obviously, you know, as Pitt, you're a stout defense. You guys are always giving teams trouble. What was it about what they were doing that made it so difficult?
I think, you know, the coaches really prepared us. They had us ready. It just came down to us. And we just didn't get it done. Came down to guard one-on-one. Ball screen defense. They shot like 50-some%. And that's going to make it hard to win when you're giving up that much scoring.
And, you know, obviously with what Barber was able to do and as well as, you know, the rest of the team, just what you can say about going up against somebody like him and how difficult it was tonight in a situation like that to have Barber as well as Henry do what he did.
Yeah, it's tough.
Or Lacey, pardon me.
It's definitely tough.
Who else do you want to see besides James? Anybody?
I was Cam.
Everybody else can get
it. Definitely tough. You know,
one gentleman wants to see.
You know, they got a couple of easy shots.
Jump on that button.
Early, cut to the free throw line. And, you know, once guys, you know, getting their rhythm, you know, you get the lock up. But, you know, we just wasn't able to do that tonight.
And then lastly, when you look back on this season, you know, what positives can you take from it? What are you taking from Coach Dixon? What positive things are you trying to keep in your head at the forefront right now?
It's kind of hard right now, definitely. I think we just got to, you know, be solid on the defensive end. You know, I think, you know, we had three seniors that really, you know, meant the world to this program over their course. And they really had an impact on everybody else on the team. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough to move on right now. So we just really got to, you know, just take this one for what it is.
What are you going to take away from the seniors? What are the biggest things that you can actually look back and say that they taught you?
Well, I think all three of them, you know, have dealt with, you know, different things throughout their careers. And just the way they've, you know, dealt with and persevered through those things. Definitely something that, you know, us as guys that will be returning, you know, have to look to and kind of, you know, use that as, you know, the road's not going to always be, you know, crystal clear or easy. But, you know, we got to keep fighting and keep getting better.
And we'll take a step aside after hearing from James Robinson. We'll go back to Pittsburgh and to Cameron Wright. Spoke with Cam right after James, after that game. A very difficult game, but Cam Wright had a lot of things to say about this team and about his future and the fact that he believes that he can play up against blank. Find out what that blank is. So you'll find out very, very soon here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app right after we hear from the partners that made Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora's road to the ACC tournament possible. We'll be back in just a moment here where sports meets life.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com. With the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing, DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. As promised, staying with Pittsburgh, Cam Wright, this is what he had to say to me about his future, about this team, about what he's learned after a very tough defeat. There was leadership in his eyes, and you'll hear it through this interview. Cam Wright coming up right now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora from the Pittsburgh Panthers.
Tough to go away with something like this, but just what you can say about this team and your effort this season, your resolve this season, because there were some high moments for Pitt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every team has their ups and their downs, you know, throughout the year. It's just unfortunate that our down had to be, you know, this four-game stretch. You know, it was crucial for us and could have turned our entire season around. At the end of the day, still got to give credit to North Carolina State. That's pretty much it.
What was it for this skid, like you said, in the last four games? What was going on? Because, you know, Pitt basketball is Pitt basketball, and you have those things like your defense that you can rely on. But what would you attribute to the four-game skid?
Well, I mean, collectively, you know, our defense has been slacking the entire year. You know, that's something that, you know, I've been trying to get across. The coaching staff have been trying to get across, and it just never hit us. You know, we're our biggest enemy out there. You know, every game, you know, when we're losing, you know, I continue to always give credit to the other team for beating us, you know, when we have lost. But I honestly feel like we've been beating ourselves, you know, putting a nail in our own foot, you know, every game that we've lost this year. And because we'll go hard in the beginning, and then, like, it'll be like different types of spurts, you know, which we can't have throughout the game. It got to be a 40-minute effort.
What was it about
the defense that you thought there were those spurts and the stops, and it wasn't 40 minutes. Was it just fatigue, or what was it?
No, it's not fatigue. You know, our strength and conditioning coach does a great job with us every day, you know, throughout the summer. You know, we're all in shape. That's not an excuse. We just didn't get the job done.
When you look back on a season like this, what are some of the things that are going through your mind right now?
Oh, well, for me, you know, the next step. You know, I'm still trying to get to the next level. You know, but there's no telling if this season is over with or not. You know, I'm still going to put forth my, you know, effort every day and continue to try to motivate these guys that they'll do the same thing.
When you look at Coach Dixon, what are some of the biggest things that you've been able to take away from him to grow yourself as a player and to try and be a leader on this team?
Just his love and passion for the game. And I thank him every day, you know, for really instilling that, you know, to me. It's one thing to just play this game, but it's a different thing to really love it and enjoy it and just find that one special thing about it. And that's what he's really been able, you know, to bring along for me throughout my career.
And then lastly, when you look at the next level, how prepared do you feel like you are from Pitt and from adversity that you've had, as well as some of the high moments, and obviously seeing the ACC talent that you've gone up against?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can compete with anybody. You know, I feel like my primary position is really a point guard, so that's what I really look forward to doing. But as of right now, I'm just looking forward to being with these guys, you know, as long as I can and as long as I will, and just getting better every day from now on.
From Cam Wright to DeAndre Burnett, DeAndre of the Miami Hurricanes. Now, this was a game where it went back and forth. Virginia Tech, by no stretch of the imagination, can be looked at as just simply the 14th seed, the lowest seed in this year's tournament, because there's not 15 teams with Syracuse being out. You can't look at Virginia Tech and say, we got this. Because guess what? Virginia Tech comes to play. Virginia Tech is real. Virginia Tech has done some work in two games in the tournament. Now, they didn't end up coming away with the victory against Miami, but they pushed Miami. They pushed Miami, and guys like Jakiri and guys like Burnett came through. Angel Rodriguez, Manu, they all came through. This team banded together under Jim Larrañaga and made it happen. And I'm very happy to be bringing onto the show for the first time ever on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, DeAndre Burnett, to talk about the Miami victory over a very strong Virginia Tech team under Buzz Williams. It has a lot of freshmen that are fighting really hard in their first season. Think about them in year two, year three, year four if they stick around. Miami got it this time. Here's DeAndre Burnett, and this is what he had to say on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
A game like this where a team hung with you all the way through, but every time they had a push, you guys always had an answer for it. Just going to, you know, what you really felt went into the fact that you had an answer for everything.
Just stuck together. Doing the huddle, we just pull together every time. Coaches tell us to stick together, don't argue. Teams go on runs, we just got to be able to follow with our own run. So that's what we did tonight.
When you look at a 14 seed, lowest seed in the tournament from Virginia Tech, I don't feel that the seed necessarily shows the talent of who they are. What can you say about going up against them?
They're a tough team. Then when you play a team three times, the third time is always going to be the toughest. Yeah, and the ACC is tough, so even the lower seed is going to give you their best night in and night out.
What can you say about the way that you won this game, for what it means for your team right now, and how it defines who your team is at this point?
It says that our defense has come a long way, being able to hold them off defensively when shots wasn't going in like they normally do. But we hung in there and got defense stopped when we needed it and won the game.
At one point, when you were up by 9 late in the game, 8 straight free throws went in for you. How important has that been for you to be able to get to the line and do what you need to do? Obviously, you know, it's win or die pretty much at the line. So you guys went 8-for-8 at one point. What does that mean?
It means a lot. It means that the free throws we shoot in practice at the end of practice is paying off. So in the win games, you've got to be able to make free throws down the stretch, because tournament time is going to be close games almost every night. It's not going to be blowouts, never. So you've got to be able to hit free throws down the stretch, and we were able to do that tonight.
When you look at the team as a whole, what can you say about, you know, some of these guys that have been able to come in and make steps like Angel and some of the other guys?
Just, we got a team full of guys that's always ready. No matter what night it is, you can get some. It could be a big night for any guy on this team. So that's the blessing of this team. We got a lot of talent, and everybody can give you a great night any given night.
Is it something that you're used to at this point, that it kind of falls on somebody to have to take a little bit more on their shoulders, and, you know, maybe one night it's this guy, another night it's a different guy? Have you kind of gotten accustomed to that as an environment here, that somebody's going to have a big game, but everybody's going to have to do what they need to do?
Yeah, we're pretty much accustomed to that. Like, we pretty much expect someone to come up big for us, because we have the talent on the team for someone to come up big. But as long as everybody play their part, play hard, and give maximum effort and play University of Miami basketball, we'll be fine.
Who do you really feel like this game Miami kind of leaned on? Your team, was it McClellan or was it somebody else?
It was McClellan on offense, and we felt like he had a mismatch. So we were trying to give him the ball. So when they denied him, we had other guys that could put the ball in the basket, and we were able to do that too.
And then lastly, Coach Larinaga, what can you say about him and what he's been able to teach you and help you to grow throughout the season?
Overall, he just helped me, period. Defensively, being able to play with other talent around me. So overall, I just feel like my game has improved tremendous besides on offensive end. Yeah, like, I know I can score, but he has helped me become a better defender as well.
From Burnett to his teammate, Angel Rodriguez. Angel and I had an opportunity to talk after the game, and I'm very happy I got the opportunity to do so, with Angel bringing a lot to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora in this one-on-one conversation right now.
Having Virginia Tech do what they did toward the end, you know, every time the game was close, they never really gave it away until you were able to get that separation. What can you say about a game like this and what you needed to do in order to make sure that you kept them off?
Well, we expected them to come out with a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, we expected them to be hype. And, you know, we knew they weren't going to be afraid of us. We knew they were going to try to beat us. But at the same time, I actually didn't expect us to play, you know, I don't want to say this bad, but it wasn't, I don't think like we played our game, really. But at this point of the year, that's what it's all about. It's about finding a way to win regardless of the circumstances, and that's what we did. It really wasn't pretty at all. It was kind of hard to watch. It wasn't as exciting as other games, but it's because we didn't play our basketball game. And but like I said, it's just a matter of getting it done. We got it done, and then we just got to move on for tomorrow's game.
Part of getting it done at one point late in the game, 8 free throws in a row went in for you, put the team up by 9. You just go into the importance of that and knowing that you can have confidence in the team no matter who it is when it comes to the line.
Well, I think we're a good free throw shooting team, and we have guys that can actually make free throws at the end of the game. And you know, we knew at the end of the game we couldn't afford to be in a close game, and we made a couple big shots. DeAndre made a huge three that gave us like a 4-point lead, and after that it was just a matter of basically getting stopped and getting fouled so we can go to the free throw line. But I feel like if you know, it was a tie game or a 1-point game, then it would have been a lot different, because you know, they didn't necessarily have to foul. Today we kind of struggled to find our rhythm offensively, but it all comes down to guys making big plays at big times, and those big plays today, the last couple minutes, were free throws mainly, and we got it done.
What can you say about Jakiri inside and just what he's meant to this offense and what he's meant to you, giving you that weapon on the inside?
You know what? If there's anybody that's important as anybody on any other team in the country, is Tonya. You know, he does so much as far as, you know, protecting the rim and rebounding, and I say he has like a magnet, and you know, he grabs so many rebounds and really corrects a lot of our mistakes, and he's so good at on defense overall, you know, guarding the ball screens and stuff like that. And offensively, he's starting to be more aggressive now, and that's what we need from him, because you know, it's hard to, you know, win games when only the guards are scoring, and especially with his size and really his skills. He's not the most skillful guy, but he has enough to get a basket here and then, and that's what we need him to do.
And lastly, as far as from the beginning of the season to where you stand right now, how have you evolved as a point guard? What can you say is better than it was when you started off?
When I started off when?
This season.
I think the mental side. I think at the beginning of the year I was having a lot of success. Then I went on a huge slump, and you know, all I needed was one big game, and that big game was against FSU at home. After that, I knew mentally I was back, and so I would say, you know, physically and as far as on the court, nothing has changed, but the mental part of this has changed a lot, and I've grown a lot because of that slump. So I'm you know, as hard as it was to go through it, I'm thankful that I actually went through it, because it made me a better leader and a better person, better player mentally.
We'll take a step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When I swing back around, we have two more players to hear from. That's Jalen Hudson and Ahmed Hill of the Virginia Tech Hokies, off of a team that gave a ton of effort, off of a team that has a lot to be thankful for, off a team that is one season under Buzz Williams and one season richer in experience playing together. You'll hear from Virginia Tech right after the break here where sports meets life on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Listen in right now to Jalen Hudson. He had 32 points in the first game of the ACC tournament for the Virginia Tech Hokies, and they needed all 32 of those points from Jalen Hudson in that victory over Wake Forest, number 14, defeating number 11. But in this game, Jalen had 5 points in the game. He talks about offensive struggles, he talks about the rest of the team, and he talks about what Buzz Williams means to Virginia Tech. Moving forward, here with the Hokies on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, Jalen Hudson, right now.
Looking at this game, 32 in the last one, 5 in this one, what was it offensively that you thought brought some of that struggle for you?
I got in foul trouble early, so my minutes were a little limited, and my teammates were hitting more shots than I was this game, and that's pretty much it. A little bit of struggle. I give McClellan some. He's a great player, and he obviously played good defense on me today, and so I give him credit, and that's pretty much it.
Team never gave up. Obviously, you guys had a lot of opportunities there. It was a one possession game, 13 different times because of the effort that you had on your side. Just what you can say about, despite the loss, what the team was able to do and the fight that you gave.
We had a different game plan devised up this game than we did playing against them in the regular season both times. And this one was obviously a lot more successful than the other two. And I think moving forward, we should have to focus on defense a little bit more and guarding a little bit better. And that's kind of what we did tonight. We tried to let Jacuri. We didn't want to double Jacuri because that way it left them open for 3-point shooters. And they obviously have a lot of good 3-point shooters, so we didn't want to leave them open and have them cause rotation by us doubling Jacuri down low. So we just tried to guard the guards one on one and guard Jacuri in the post one on one as well.
When you look back on this season, Buzz Williams coming in, what has he taught you and what are you taking away from him at this point?
Just how hard it is to work every day and to bring your best every day, be at 100% every day. And I think that's the hardest thing to do, and I think that's what I'm learning to do. And I think if I continue to learn that, and if we all continue to learn, I think we should be a pretty good program.
And lastly for me, I talked to Justin Bibbs about the fact that you play off, obviously, the energy of Buzz, and as he goes up, you go up, and just going to, you know, what that environment is like and what that energy is like to see him the way he is and to have that uplift the team no matter what the score is.
Yeah, Buzz obviously brings a lot of energy towards us. If he's fired up, we're fired up, and that's pretty much how it goes, but a lot of times he wants us to bring our own energy as well, and so as of lately, we've been trying to bring our own energy as well, and we already know he's going to bring it, so we just started bringing ours matches.
And finally, with a player that I feel should not go unnoticed, nor should any of these players that I've spoken to and those that have played in general, but Ahmed Hill, this is a guy who did things in the first game and did things in the second game that maybe they don't show up in the stat sheet or maybe you don't pay attention to him as much, but Ahmed is just as big a part of the push that Virginia Tech had in the first game to win and in the second game to keep it close for a while as anybody. Ahmed Hill here with me right now of Virginia Tech. It's an emotional interview. Emotional interview about who Buzz Williams is. Who Buzz Williams doesn't have to be, but who he's chosen to be. And how much Ahmed Hill appreciates that. And what Ahmed Hill thinks about the future of himself and Virginia Tech under Buzz Williams. That is coming up right now on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Well, obviously, this was a game where, you know, your team fought very hard and 13 opportunities in the second half. It was a one-possession game. Just what you can say, despite the loss, of the effort of the team and what the Hokies really tried to do in this game?
You know, we had great preparation going into the game, knowing what we had to do. And we went out there and executed it. We couldn't have played it any better, I think. We could have probably strung together a couple more stops, but that's about it. Everybody on the team is, you know, going down swinging with a fight, and, you know,
effort was incredible tonight. We had two seniors that, you know, we wanted to extend their season, two great seniors that, you know, we couldn't ask for. And just, you know, next year we just know what it takes. We know we have the taste in our mouth and know what it takes.
What can you say about the two seniors, what they've meant to you, and what you can take from them moving forward?
Oh, man, they meant the world to me. Will and Christian, one of the greatest leaders ever. Will, I don't even know where to start with Will. Will is amazing. He's probably the best leader, senior you can have. He does anything for you, anytime. You only have to ask twice. He's a great person. Christian will do anything for you, no matter what it is. And anytime I needed those guys, they was there. Every time out, encouraging, every practice, telling me, like, to go first. Telling they'll step up, they'll go first. It's just amazing, like, how far those two guys have came. Man, I couldn't ask for any two better seniors than that.
What can you take from them moving forward? How can their time with you last from here on out?
They taught me how to be a leader vocally and mentally, taught me how to step up and just not worry about I'm a freshman, step up and become a leader and a senior on the team. And those guys are incredible. I roomed with Will every away trip. I told him don't room me with anybody else but Will. And, like, he used to – he made me do push-ups every night because he knew I was the weakest guy on the team. So he made me do push-ups every night. And, like, what other senior teammate probably made their freshman do push-ups? And, you know, I just take that from him. I have all the memories ever of Will. And I'll stay contacting him with 24/7, make sure that he's doing all right.
One thing that I saw in your game, especially in this game itself against Miami, is the fact that when you took a three in the corner, missed it, came down on the next one, took that there. Some guys, especially young in their career, are afraid to shoot it if they're not making it. You were willing to take the exact same shot twice. Just go into the confidence you have in yourself and where that's come from.
You know, early in the year, I didn't shoot the ball pretty well. I've been in the gym every day, and shooting and just shooting with our assistant coach, Coach Rock, with all the assistants. Any one of them not busy, I get in the gym and shoot. And, you know, Devin had incredible confidence in me. He threw me the first pass. He knew I came up short. And it came right back down to this pass, and he threw it again to me. So that's my shot. I was open. That's a Virginia Tech shot. So I stepped up with confidence, as I do in every shot, and I just knocked it down. I'm just glad that he still had confidence in me because he could have went all the way to the hole, but he decided to kick it out to me, and that shows, like, what a great teammate it is.
And then looking outside of your teammates at your head coach, Buzz Williams, just what you've been able to take away from him and how you kind of define him as a leader right now.
Man, Buzz, I originally committed to Marquette for him, and told me he was coming here. I told him I'd follow him. I need to take a visit. You know, that's my guy. I do anything for him, anytime, anywhere. He's just such a big inspiration in my life. I just hate to disappoint him, and it hurts me that we lost because I know he's kind of disappointing us. So, you know, I just hate to disappoint him in anything I do. So, he's like a father figure to me, and he really is my father because, you know, and that's about it.
When you can say something like that he's not only your coach but has become your father, and when he was at Marquette, you were going there, and then as soon as he said, I'm going to Virginia Tech, you said, okay, I'm going to Virginia Tech. Just go into where that bond started from and why it's so strong.
The bond started from he came recruiting for 3 years. He didn't only build a relationship with me, he built a relationship with my mom, my brother, my other coaches. I mean, pretty sure every other coach that recruited me built a relationship, but Buzz's relationship was way different. Him and my mom always talked 24/7. He knew my background, knew everything about me, and when he told me him and my mom had to talk, and him, Chew, and my mom cried together, it just meant a lot to me, and that was one person I can trust with my life, and I knew that he wouldn't let me down, and I tried my best not to let him down. So, like, I go down swinging with him till the end. I love Buzz.
when you talk about him being a father figure and you don't want to disappoint him, and you said he was a little bit disappointed after a game like this, just how do you handle that when you look in his eyes and you're seeing a coach, but you're also seeing your dad and your mom?
It's very tough. And so now all I could do is go back to work in the off season and, you know, try to prepare and get ready for next year and try to get, you know, the taste out of my mouth that we failed and try to get him where you want this program to be. That's about it.
I want to thank every single player. I want to thank the athletic communications of all the schools that allowed me the opportunity to talk with these players. The ACC for allowing me the opportunity to be down here courtside at your ACC tournament. Look for me when you're watching the games. If you're listening right now and the games are still going on, if you're listening after the fact to these timeless interviews, thank you so much for listening in as well. You can go back to the video and check it out. But when you're looking at the court on the left side, if you look at the basket on the left, if you look to the left side of that basket, down toward the bottom of your screen, check me out there. Right there, courtside, thanks to the ACC. I cannot thank you enough for the opportunity of being here. I can't thank the athletic departments enough of these schools for giving me the opportunity to talk with these players, and I cannot thank my partners enough that you heard throughout this show in the commercial breaks that have done so many amazing things to help Dan Totora Broadcast Media be on the road for these amazing, wonderful events. Of course, I can't thank you enough for listening in, helping make what I do possible, being a friend in the game, a supporter in the game. Thank you so much for your love and your support. And remember that love is what conquers all. I know people tell you that, but it truly is. There is no hate in this world that can even hold a candle, a piece of the wick, to love at all. And remember that when people hate, it's because they have a lack of love. It's because they're unhappy. It's because they're lacking something, not you. So say a prayer for them, love yourself, and remember how much you mean to me. And, of course, first and foremost and always, to God and to all my loved ones that He's blessed me with, I cannot thank you enough, God, for helping me to do what I love and to bring it to you every single day. Once again, for Austin Ajukwa, Jerron Blossom Game, Phil Kofer, Isaiah Hicks, Dennis Clifford, Aaron Brown, Leonard Freeman, Ralston Turner, James Robinson, Cameron Wright, DeAndre Burnett, Angel Rodriguez, Jalen Hudson, and Ahmed Hill. Thank you to each and every single one of you for giving me these conversations to share with the community that you can't find anywhere else. Catch me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, that's CallDT, as well as YouTube.com/WakeUpCallDT. We're heading toward 100,000 views. Get us there, folks. Wake Up Call DT, the channel that you need to be following on YouTube.com. Thank you. God bless. Be well. I'll talk to you soon. Keep it exclusive. Keep it fun. And always have a smile on your face.